Hello, this is Dr. Wendy Hill. Let's explore building loving relationships. All change in your life begins within you. Your desire for something to be better can put into action the elements necessary for change. In relationships, remember that you cannot change another, only yourself. By changing yourself, your attitudes, thoughts, and feelings, you can automatically, indirectly encourage change in another without them ever having to know. This is one of the most powerful and positive ways to change relationships. It is a quiet power, and it works. It's all done within yourself alone. This kind of change is done on the highest conscious level, the psycho-spiritual level. First, realize that you put out an energy all your own. This energy reflects your deepest thoughts and feelings about yourself and others. This energy actually leaves your body and is sent out for all to perceive. This energy is usually perceived on the subliminal level, a level of which the perceiver is unaware. Even though the perceiver is unaware of their perception of your energy, they still react to it. On this level of communication, nothing can ever be faked. No matter how much you may want to feel a certain way or act a certain way, on this level your truest thoughts and feelings are known. People who have developed their intuition are aware of this level and understand and even control their reactions based on this more accurate information that others send out. Such a person may find themselves responding in a way that may seem inappropriate to a less intuitive onlooker. Yet, their response may be entirely appropriate on a higher level of communication. Your thought and feeling perception of another can actually hold another prisoner without you even knowing it. As you think and feel about another, you automatically send out this energy message. Whatever the message is automatically responded to in kind. For example, if you see another as rigid and unloving and have negative feelings attached to this judgment, the energy you send out will be negative and non-accepting. This will cause the other to send a rigid and unloving energy back to you because they're feeling your rigid and unloving energy. Because this is all communicated unconsciously, the other person's reaction is automatic. They are in this way held prisoner by the energy you send out. Your energy is very powerful. It affects everyone and everything. You can deny this fact, but you can't escape its reality. What you truly think and feel is perceived by everyone, and you perceive everyone else's thoughts and feelings. And you, too, are often held prisoner to others' energy. Your greatest defense is to become conscious. Listen to your intuition. In this way, you develop one of your highest levels of perception and communication. Do you have a difficult person in your life? The following is a meditation where you can use controlled visualization, thought, and feeling to change your relationships. Sit with an open body, eyes closed, and quiet yourself. Have in mind a person or persons you wish to work with, a relationship that you wish to improve. Imagine sending a light from your tailbone extending deep into the earth, anchoring you in the loving embrace of Mother Earth. Do this until you feel a sensation of being solidly anchored with the earth. Now imagine a light in your heart center. Feel it there. Now allow it to expand through your chest and into the rest of your body. Allow it to expand outside of your body and surround you like a bubble. Imagine yourself surrounded by this bubble of white light. Know this light to be protective. Nothing can penetrate this light bubble that can harm you. Only love can penetrate this light bubble. You are safe from the harmful thoughts and feelings of others as long as you surround yourself with this white light. Now see an image of the person with whom you are desirous of having a better relationship. Imagine that they are sitting or standing some distance from you. Imagine that there is a cord connecting the two of you at your belly buttons. Look at the cord. It may be thick or thin, brown, gray, or black, depending on the amount of toxic thought and feeling sent between the two of you. Now imagine that you have a sharp cutting tool in your hand, such as a knife or an axe, that you will use to cut this toxic cord. Cut the cord and watch the toxins leave both of your bodies. You may feel sensations of the toxins leaving. Just observe until you see and feel all the toxins gone. For some really toxic relationships, this may take some time. Now become aware of the great loving wise one within you. Ask this part of yourself now to actively participate in communicating to the great loving wise one within the other. Look in their eyes. See their pain. See the wounded child within them. Speak from your great loving wise one. And tell their great loving wise one of your frustration with the relationship and what you would like to see happen. Ask their great loving wise one if they would communicate with your highest loving intentions to the person. Tell their great loving wise one of your high intentions, whether they seem possible or not. Act it out in your imagination. Feel it. Change your thought and feeling energy to one of love and acceptance. Just do it. This is very important. If you fake it, it will be known. Your real thoughts and feelings will be the energy sent out. Make the energy sent the one you want sent. See harmony and a relationship that flows with positive and easy communication. See your faces as relaxed, defenseless, and accepting. Surround the other with a white light. Now relax and let go. Believe that your effort will produce positive results. Trust your power. Keep open and just observe the relationship. Don't push or try to control anything. Trust. Know that you can nullify what you've created by going back to unloving and non-accepting thoughts and feelings. Be patient. If you are patient and sincere, you will get positive results. You are powerful. Now, let's explore friendship. And in particular, the highest form of friendship. What is your image of friendship? Do you see your role with a friend sharing a drink, going out to dinner, playing a sport, talking on the phone or social media, shopping together, working together? If so, you may have a narrow viewpoint of friendship and may be surprised at the wonderful potential that awaits you in true friendship. True friendship is the highest form of human relationship. All true friendship must be based on a shared vision that is higher in purpose than the individuals themselves. This vision must include the love and search for the highest within, your great, loving, wise self. The vision must be put into action in the everyday life of the friends. The vision must be more important to the individuals than the friendship itself. It is, in fact, the essence of this that makes the friendship strong. In all communications between the friends, the vision holds first. All communications strive toward respect, desire to give, desire to learn, humbleness, and patience. The time spent together is very simple. There may be much silence and mutual appreciation of nature, even though the individuals may have very busy lives. Personal talents, intellect, achievements, material wealth, or social skills are not considered of primary importance. The friendship is measured by kindness, respect, thoughtfulness, and humility. Competition, jealousy, possessiveness are fear-related and counter to love. Should such feelings arise, the individual faces the fear with the help of their great loving wise self and remembers the truth of the vision. The individuals carry a great respect for their fellow humans. They find gossip to be undesirable and destructive, and refrain. Their energies are geared toward helping others. At times of disagreement, the friends don't argue. They don't defend or attack. They immediately call upon the help of their great loving wise self. They listen within intently, and then communicate and act. Mutual cooperation and positive problem solving are key. A sense of humor is essential. The individuals experience much fun in living. The individuals are loyal to each other. They don't betray each other's trust, or gossip about each other, or justify playing manipulative games. There's often a sense of childlike innocence between the two. There is a shared sense of awe about all things. There is a sense of excitement for the other when good things come their way. The individuals don't attempt to control one another. There is a profound respect for the other's right to choose on his or her own terms, even failure. This can only be achieved when the vision is higher than the individuals themselves. Above all, they support each other's spiritual development. Such friendship is rare, but achievable. Strive for such friendship, and you will receive it. Now, let's explore what to do when things go wrong in a relationship. A major contributor to unhappiness is the stress caused by our relationships with people. Until you individually have evolved to a higher state of maturity, you can be sure that if you're in a relationship with another human being, you're going to be under stress. As long as your inner view of yourself includes fear, from time to time you're going to be the victim of misunderstanding and blame, get your feelings hurt, and generally miss the mark of what is true. Because you can't see the truth about what's really going on, you can't be at peace within yourself. This lesson will give you some helpful direction on how to actualize one of the most stressful relationship scenarios we experience, being the recipient of unexpected and unfair blame, judgment, gossip, and criticism. When you're the object of another's wrath or disappointment, it's often very difficult to let it go, even though you rationally know that you're innocent. It's much more common to take it personally. Your feelings and pride hurt. Sometimes you may respond by blaming the other with righteous indignation, getting others involved in order to vindicate yourself. You may feel the need to further justify your position, and in the end, only succeed in hurting and confusing others, causing gossip, embittering yourself, and feeling more guilty than before. If your reaction is to withdraw, you're doing yourself harm by thwarting your joy of living. Here are some facts about this condition for you to consider. From time to time, you're going to be wrongfully blamed. That is a fact you can't alter. By accepting this fact as a reality of life, you can more easily accept it when it happens to you. There are people who, no matter what you say or do, will create conflict. Such people can't always be avoided completely in life, nor should you try to arrange your life in order to avoid them. People who get wrongfully blamed most frequently are those who take risks and who are in positions of responsibility. The more you stick your neck out, the more your neck is at risk. The reason you take unfair blaming personally is because you, on some level, believe that you are guilty. Perhaps sometimes you're not completely innocent and have in some way contributed to the problem. How to respond to the situation is not the subject of this particular lesson. But sometimes this guilt is a part of a generalized guilt about yourself from the past, and even though you know you're innocent, you may feel guilty. The following are suggestions for right attitude and behavior. When you've been blamed for something, stop and evaluate yourself. Determine honestly if you've done wrong and immediately correct it if possible, even though you may have only partially contributed to the problem. If you have determined that you're innocent, accept your innocence. See the situation for what it is. Accept that you have been wrongfully treated. Step away from the problem. Your hurt is only testimony to the fact that you have risked in relationship. See yourself as a courageous warrior who simply got wounded on duty. What others think of you is none of your concern. Often what they think of you is a simple projection of what they think of themselves. The less you involve yourself in what others think, the more you will find peace of mind. Then consider doing this process. Now that the adult you has taken an objective view of the situation, turn to your wounded and guilty child within, and holding your child in your arms, educate your inner child about what is really true. Remember, even if you've made some mistakes, it doesn't make you bad. What would life be if we never allowed ourselves to make mistakes? Do your best to correct your wrongs, then just go on. Give yourself permission to be happy. Give your inner child permission to be happy. Now, let's explore how you can enhance an intimate, committed relationship. In our very busy lives, it's important to connect, and for that connection, to lovingly sustain your time as a couple. The candlelight ritual is for couples who wish to have greater sense of communion with each other through spirit. This ritual can help build a stronger bond of love, understanding, and respect. Consider including this as a daily or weekly ritual. It opens the door to more clear, loving communication. It can be the family love glue. If your relationship is strained or stressed to a great degree, or if you've been disrespectful to one another, you might find it difficult to do this ritual. If so, consider some couples counseling first. This ritual will help reinforce an already respectful relationship. However, some relationships that have been broken down need some professional intervention. You might even consider trying this process every day or every other day for a week. It doesn't require much time, and it's easy to do. After you've tried it, look for the results. You might decide to keep it as a part of your life together as a couple. Rituals are important in our lives. They give us a sense of order, unity, and connectedness. They help us feel safe. Rituals always connote a deeper, unspoken meaning than the mere acts of the ritual itself. Simple rituals, like this one, can bring about amazing, positive life changes. The lighting of a candle can symbolize the light of spirit, the love each has within, and the everlasting quality of immortal love, and your sincere desire to know truth. When you light a candle, you can feel the symbolism of the act. It can have great meaning for you. So the following is a description of this candlelight ritual for couples. The time required is 15 minutes, and the expected results are better communication, increased intimacy, and a strengthened bond between you. Start with these agreements. Agree to a time of day that is convenient for both of you. Consider evening after all chores and business is completed. Perhaps put a reminder of your candlelight date where both of you can see it so that you can look forward to it. You might be tired when your date time comes. Don't allow tiredness or other things to be an excuse to avoid doing this. Just do it. Once you begin, you will enjoy it. Things to get: a candle that is specially meant for this ritual alone, and a timer. Then find a quiet place where both of you can feel relaxed and comfortable, and uninterrupted. Place the candle between you. Set the timer for 15 minutes. You can go over time, but it's better if you don't go under. Light the candle. Make the lighting of the candle a special ritual. As the candle is lit, both of you ask silently or out loud for love and guidance. For a moment, both of you sit in silence. This part is very important, as both of you need to let go of whatever's been on your mind and relax. You need to open your minds and hearts. Allow yourselves to center into your togetherness. Begin to tune into your love for each other. After a time of silence, begin sharing with each other. Share only what feels good, positive things. Complaints and problem solving should be done at a different time and in a different way. This ritual is to reinforce and remind you of your love for each other through spirit. If you are a religious couple, or if you have a deep sense of spiritual love in your hearts, you may wish to pray at this time. If you feel stuck for words, don't worry about it. You don't have to talk much if you don't want to. You can just sit, hold hands, look at each other. Just be together. This is simple, but powerful. Complete the ritual by giving thanks and blowing out the candle, and go on with the rest of your day or evening.